clearing meditation. Menstruation has energetic potential. As well as the physical shedding of the womb lining, each month we also have an opportunity to release in our inner winter that which no longer serves us before we start again in spring. If you have a regular cycle, a great way to do your emotional housekeeping is to use your period to release consciously whatever issue is driving you nuts. However, as our cycles reduce or stop, we may need a bit of extra help with the emotional housework. And this is where this meditation can be handy to do a bit of energetic inner cleaning. Getting ready. You can use this meditation to help you let go of anything that you feel is ripe for release, be that an emotion, a behaviour, a relationship, or anything that no longer serves you and feels ripe for you to let go of now. You'll need at least half an hour to yourself, a comfortable place to sit, cushions and blankets so you're warm and comfy, a candle to light, something to represent the thing you want to let go of. A natural object can be helpful. A journal and pen to note things down later. Some chocolate or nuts to enjoy afterwards and a drink. Creating a ritual and visualizing the release is a powerful practice. It can set magic in motion for you to surrender into wintry release and make way for spring. If you don't have periods anymore, then doing this kind of meditation can be particularly helpful to facilitate a regular release. Carve out the time for yourself by hanging up your Do Not Disturb sign on the door, real or virtual. Put your phone into Do Not Disturb mode, too, by turning off your Wi-Fi and all the notifications. And there's no wrong way to do this. The meditation here is just a guide to support you to create awareness, release, and renewal. You are fully entitled to take whatever feels right for you and to ditch the rest. The meditation. Get really comfy using whatever cushions and seating you need so you can relax. Take a few breaths and settle into your body. Bring to mind what it is that you'd like to release today. Perhaps name it out loud, or say it quietly in your mind to yourself. If you'd like to write it down or draw it, then you can do that too. Name it as you light your candle. Let your eyes soften or close. Become aware of the way your bum makes contact with your chair or the floor. The way your back is supported. And how you feel physically grounded and supported. While your spine extends, your head resting easily, let your shoulders reach downwards. Your arms and hands soft. Breathe in through your nose. And breathe out softly through your mouth. You can do this a few times, and there might be a sigh or a yawn. That can feel good. Coming back to your natural breath, let yourself relax on the out-breath and soften on your in-breath. Do this a few times with no effort or strain involved. Bring your attention to your heart. And thinking of someone or something you love, see, feel, or imagine this love as a golden light in your heart. Once you've established this golden love light, breathe it down through the core of your body, sending the light of love to your pelvic bowl. On the in-breath, move the golden light from the pelvic bowl up to the heart to renew the sense of love. Continue to breathe between the pelvic bowl and the heart, creating a river of light flowing up and down. You could track the flow with your eyes, sliding your gaze between your heart and your pelvic bowl, if that feels nice. See how the light is filling your pelvic bowl with each breath. Each breath into the pelvis fills it a little more, until it is brim full of love. As the pelvis fills with light, acknowledge the burden you have been carrying. Name the issue, person, or the thing you want to release. And as you feel ready, on an out-breath, let your belly and pelvis surrender and soften, so that all you are holding can flow back into the earth. Visualize, feel, or imagine the golden light washing it all away. What does not serve you can now freely leave. State clearly that it's time for it to go, saying to yourself, I forgive you. I let you go. I set you free. Taking a deep breath in through the nose, breathe out through the mouth. Maybe do this a few times as you visualize the light or water flowing safely away and sinking deep into the earth, letting go of whatever has held you back. If you feel any tension or tightness around your pelvis, breathe into it as you would to ignite a flame in a hot coal, trusting that everything that is ripe will release in its own time. Your body knows how to do this. You might like to rock your pelvis and move in a way that feels good while you keep softening and relaxing as the energy or light just flows away. Do whatever helps you to release, creating softness and space in the body. Continue as long as you need to, letting any tears, laughter, and emotion be freely expressed. Remember, that as winter passes with its deep release, spring will always follow and life will return. As the release lessens, you'll start to feel lighter. Scan your body and notice any tension or stiffness, maybe in your jaw or shoulders, your thigh or heart, and find a way to move that releases the holding, letting your breath flow to help it soften. Come to a place of rest now. Take a breath and sigh this out through your mouth, knowing you have released. Feel the floor beneath you, your support or chair. Coming back now towards the here and now, remember where you are, the objects or creatures around you, your clothes, the colours in your space. After the meditation. If you wrote down what you wanted to let go of, you might like to burn it safely in the candle flame. Give a word or two of gratitude for the energy of the pelvic bowl that has allowed you to release and renew so many times in your life, in so many different ways. Now blow out your candle. Take some time to eat, to drink, and to explore in your journal what you would like to do with the object you chose to represent the thing you've let go of. What would be appropriate? You might leave it where it is, bury it, or wrap it and keep it in a safe place before you ease back into your life. Don't forget to stay hydrated today, and when you wee or go to the loo, you can use that to confirm the release by flushing it away down the U-bend. Personally, I try to never let an opportunity go by to release what no longer serves me. Go gently into your day and be interested in what emerges for you. You may find you have interesting dreams and connections arise over the following days.